Right, we're still on the journey down to Brighton, and I'm quite sure where we are, past Crawley and that way, getting near Brighton, and just going to ask my friend John a few questions about the car. So, John, tell me what led you to buy a car like this?
Well, it was temporary insanity.
Oh, right. was there any sensible reason why you bought it?
No, none at all, really. Absolutely none. It's completely bonkers, and that's why I bought it.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about your Facebook page that you've set up about it.
What, Classic Cars, the Vauxhall Cresta?
Yeah, Classic Cars, the Vauxhall Cresta.
On Facebook, yes, that one. Well, it was... I set it up for other people like myself who really should know better. And it's got currently got 171 members, who most of whom I think have got Vauxhall Crestas, well, at least one Vauxhall Cresta. So and it's grown up to and it's grown over a period of about 3 years now.
So what's that been like being involved with that?
Yeah, so you can post pictures of your Vauxhall Cresta and ask people if they've got a Spridget for a 1962 model. And all that sort of stuff, and it's very good and very, very useful if you've got a Vauxhall Cresta.
So, when you're driving around in this car, what kind of response do you get from people?
Usually, look at that poor, sad person. No, it gets lots of very positive responses, and often from people who are young and who've never seen a car like this, and just think cars are silver Euro boxes, which is what they are now.
So how long have you owned this car?
11 years now. Man and boy.
Does it what's the maintenance like for it?
You can still get the service items for it, like filters and brakes and things like that. The hard parts to get are trim parts, chrome trim. But other than that, it's actually you can run it like as an everyday car, even though it's 50 years old.
Fantastic. So it seems that you love this car a lot.
Yes, we are. We'll be getting married soon.
Thanks, John. We'll speak again later.